WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall.
This Sunday, ABC presents the first two-hour installment of its massively promoted six-hour documentary, The Beatles Anthology. TV critic David Bianculli hasn't heard the new Beatles recordings that will close Sunday's and Wednesday's broadcasts, but he has seen and heard just about everything else. Here's his review.
To review something like this, I think you have to place yourself in a Beatles context. If you're old enough to have seen them on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1964, that's one thing. If you're younger, and Paul McCartney means wings and Ringo Starr means Shining Time Station, that's another. The Beatles anthology aims for both audiences by trying to explain the Beatles phenomenon to a new generation while allowing the older generation to relive it. I'm not at all convinced that younger viewers will sit still for it, but baby boomers should wallow in it. Me, I have a major thing for the Beatles. Not only did I see them on Sullivan in the 60s and swallow each album whole as it came out, but I was a rock critic for my high school newspaper in the late 60s. Thanks to a radio station contact, I got to review an advanced tape of the White Album. Life didn't get any better than that. So now, as an old fart with a stack of Beatle albums, CDs, and bootlegs, I wanted and expected the Beatles anthology to be definitive. Turns out it isn't. But that may be because the ABC version, after commercials, runs only about 4.5 hours. Less than half as long as the 10-hour home video version being released next April. For true Beatle fans, that's the one to start saving for. Meanwhile, for free, there's the one on ABC. New interviews with Paul, Ringo, and George Harrison, and old interviews with John Lennon, are interspersed with news footage, movie clips, old videos, home movies, and so on. Two things make it all worthwhile. One is the length, clarity, and energy of the live performance footage. Their Shea Stadium performance of I'm Down is a blast to watch. Then there are the scenes when all three surviving Beatles sit down and reminisce together. As when Paul recalls the Maharishi days, while George strums a ukulele and Ringo takes over the role of interviewer.
No, it was good. It was very nice
Paul,
stuff.
Did you write a lot of songs?
I wrote a couple.
What?
I will, you know. I love you, that one. Yeah. And Obladi Oblada. Surprising things to write out there. I remember going down to a film show in the village.
What was that?
Did you write anything, George?
Obviously not.
Did you write anything when you were?
I wrote Sour Milk Sea. I wrote a number of songs which I've never recorded to this day. I wrote one called Derradoon.
Why don't you play it for us, George?
I don't know if I know.
Only Ringo, I think, could get George to do that. Their group dynamic all these years later is fascinating to watch. So is this documentary, I guess, though I can't believe there's no mention of who gave them their Beatle haircuts in Hamburg or anything about the whole Paul is dead rumor of 1969. Then again, I admit I may be too interested in way too much. For example, I was hoping they'd mention how the song Her Majesty, which is tacked on at the end of side two of the Abbey Road album, used to be part of the Abbey Road medley, right between Mean Mr. Mustard and Polythene Pam. The Beatles didn't like it there, so an engineer cut it out. But instead of tossing it aside, he spliced it onto the end of the reel. And when the Beatles heard it on playback the next morning, they loved it and released it just the way it was. So that sudden chord that starts Her Majesty actually is the last chord of Mean Mr. Mustard, and the choppy final note is the first note of Polythene Pam. Now, when I tell people stuff like this, most of them tell me to get a life. All I can say is, whatever life I have, the Beatles and their music have been a big part of it.
David Biancooley is TV critic for the New York Daily News. One of the new Beatles songs to be released next week is John Lennon's Free as a Bird. Here's a sample off of a demo that Lennon recorded in 1980. This is from an Italian import CD. John Lennon's song, Free as a Bird, from an imported Italian CD. This is Fresh Air.